day 10 of our 12 days of bundles. If you're a December partner, thank you so very much. You get a chance to have your name drawn. We're three drawings today. 9 drawings left. We've given away 27 of these bundles so far. And again, that's not even including the gift offers you can ask for, including the Katie Nicole, Jesus Changed My Life, WWIB. 4 Below. Jason Cans, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I'm curious, you know, we've talked about you have grown up, you grew up largely with a single mom. And so, like, when along the way did you meet Jesus? I mean, was it, you know, right from the get-go, or how did that all work?
You know, so I grew up in a community that was very, very involved in church. Everybody I knew went to church. And so I went to Sunday school from a very early age. My house was right across from the church, literally across the street from the church. So was exposed to Christianity, to Jesus from day one, basically.
So you couldn't really use the excuse like it's too far to go to church.
Correct. You know, it's interesting because my mom typically didn't go to church, but she wanted me to go. And so I would...
A lot of parents that way.
Yep. Go across the road, go to Sunday school. I had Bible class, vacation Bible school. I had all of that. I think it was probably late middle school, early high school, where I started taking things more seriously. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. There's some things I posted on Facebook yesterday I wanted to try to deal with here. Maybe one item in particular, now that I look at it. So, all right, let's just deal with that. I saw a quote yesterday morning. I don't know. It was after the show, and I was really struck by it. I have no idea who Ryan North is, but someone had posted this quote. Maybe I'll read my lead-in. My lead-in is, this is profound and should at least be considered by everyone. This takes me back to what the wonderful Larry Crabb says in Inside Out about our need to overcome our self-protective styles of relating if we want to truly live the lives of love we're created for. Here's the quote. Our brains are wired for connection, but trauma rewires them for protection. That's why healthy relationships are difficult for wounded people. What do you think of that?
I think that's really good. I do think the brain science would definitely point us to the reality that we are created to be in relationship with one another. But definitely we see that trauma kind of messes those things up, messes up how we attach and if we attach well to other people. And that can have a pretty negative impact on how we show up in relationships, which, you know, as you know, things can go sideways with that.
Again, just as in your book notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, John 13-17, I mean, you talk about Trinitarian relating. It all starts there, that relationship in the Trinity, that other-centered relationship in the Trinity. And it makes sense when we say God's made us in his image. He's made us not only to do arts and media things, but, I mean, to relate. That's preeminent, right?
Yes, definitely. Relating is preeminent.
Yeah.
And, I would just leave it at that. I think that's really good.
So there's something from a TED Talk I've latched onto that the speaker, I always forget his name, but basically says the opposite of addiction is connection. And I'm like, I buy into that.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of interesting. There was a lot of likes on it. I mean, heart emojis, everything. A couple of comments, though, on the spiritual side of things, I guess, that's fine. Like somebody said, and again, I love the Lord. I don't know, you know, whatever else you try to show your credentials at the door. But I mean, somebody said, but Jesus can rewire our short circuits. And someone else said, true, but God is so loving as he heals our body, soul, and spirit. Any reaction to those?
I think definitely we can be healed through those things, but sometimes it's not a, there's this term called spiritual bypassing where people are like, yep, Jesus does this. But sometimes that minimizes the reality of what people are going through.
Yeah.
And sometimes that happens through, deep, healthy relationships. You know, it can happen through friendships. It can happen through therapy. A lot of different ways in which that healing can occur.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and that's why, you know, last night I debated, and I'm sure you faced this. There's the internal debates of whether or not to even post anything and the internal debates to respond to people on things you've shared or other things, right? All the time.
It makes
you wonder even if you should just get off of social media.
Every day.
Every day.
But every day.
After not responding last night, I couldn't help it this morning. So to one of them, I said, yes, for sure. that God heals our body, soul, and spirit to the extent we're open to that. I said, I think the subtitle to Jerry Bridges' book, The Discipline of Grace, speaks to this, God's role and our role in the pursuit of holiness, with holiness understood as other-centered relating. Final thought on that?
That's a great way to put it. You know, it's not like we are passive receptacles of what is happening. You know, we are involved in the process.
Let's leave it there today.
Sure. Sounds good.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Hope to see you tomorrow. Buddy. Our buddy Jason Cairns, WWIP. Two brothers from another mother on the radio for 5 minutes every morning. That's what the best 5 minutes of the day is. Sharing this is a birthday on this Friday, December 13th, with the likes of Dick Van Dyke. Yes, the longtime actor, comedian. He was in the news because he was part of a Coldplay song video here recently. He's turning 99 today. And actually, we have this report where Van Dyke and his family are okay after the Franklin, California fire raged near their home in Malibu Canyon. Van Dyke, who turns 99 this very day, says the flames got close on Monday night.
It was coming over the hill. You could see it.
He says he tried to use a water hose to fight the flames himself.
Well, I wasn't ready. I went out and it was snarled all in. And I'm out there laying on the ground trying to undo this fire hose. What I did was exhaust myself. I forgot how old I am.
Yeah, he's 99 today. Remember, I mean, this is the guy who taught us in that public service announcement, you know, stop, drop, and roll, like if there's a fire in the house, right? So Van Dyke says his neighbors are a big reason why he and his wife are safe.
Two neighbors came, picked me up, carried me out to the car. My wife was waiting, and got me out of here. I wouldn't have done it. I don't think I would have made it.
Yeah, his wife Arlene is also thankful for her neighbors.
Without those neighbors, our house would have been gone. I'm so glad that nothing happened to the house.
Van Dyke evacuated to the Georgian Hotel in Santa Monica, where he performed in the 40s. They even gave him a free room.
They remembered me from 1948, and we got a room.
How could we forget him? Mary Poppins, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the Dick Van Dyke Show. Much loved Dick Van Dyke. Speaking of which, you know, we've had a number of drawings. I had one this morning, and that was number 28 of those. We've got 8 more drawings, 36 in all. Today's day 10 of the 12 days of bundles. A lot of great gift prizes, rewards remain, but some of them have been gobbled up already.
Yes, and again, congratulations to everybody who's won so far. And again, these thank you bundles, you get your name in the drawing box here in the studio with a suggested requested partner gift of $103.70 or greater to the Nonprofit Ministry of WIB Incorporated. And if we draw your name out, someone from the station will give you a call. You get to pick one of these bundles, one of these extra prizes, and these are over and above any of the regular gift offers that you may have already selected with your gift. So a chance to really get a lot of gratitude from WIB Inc. for your generosity here at the end of the year.
Yeah, good point, because everybody who partners as a December partner with that gift of $103.70 or greater this month before the end of the year gets this wonderful trifecta of, you know, Jesus movies, Magdalena and some other ones, 204 minutes of biblical movie history, some other great gift incentives to choose from, including the DVD Beyond the Blackboard, and also for 45 or more, been very popular, Katie Nicole's Jesus Changed My Life.
Yeah, so again, feel free to select one or more of those with that partner gift, and then if we draw your name out of the box, but you've got to give that gift sooner rather than later, get your name in the box. But again, there's NIV Adventure Bibles, Kids Visual Study Bibles, there's DVD and CD packs. There's lots of great gift cards remaining as well, too.
As a guy who likes food, I would probably be interested in the $25 Family Fair gift card or the $20 gift card for Famous Dave's.
But man, some Chick-fil-A sandwich gift cards in there too. MyPillow 2.0. I mean, festival foods in there. So still some great bundles to choose from. So we'd love to have your name in the box. Next drawing coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes, Havel.
Absolutely. And as much as I like doing high school basketball, we'll be doing that tonight. I'm a little bit jealous because you're going to be at the Sidewalk Prophets concert.
Yes, and that is going to be a lot of fun. I hear there could be one or more new OneFest artists announced tonight as well.
So all right.
8.5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 4 below 0. It's time to get you caught up in everything you might have missed in the past week, friends. Could be news, sports, politics, pop culture. We aggregate all that information, bring it to you in condensed fashion every Friday around this time. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
According to a survey, the United States doesn't even make the top 10 on a list of the happiest countries. Finland is number one.
See, the U.S. could have cracked the top 10, but the survey was taken right after it was announced that there's no permanent fix for McDonald's ice cream machines. A study says that people who go to bed earlier have fewer worries.
That's because they don't stay up to see the news.
Makes sense.
With less than 2 weeks to go, 8 in 10 guys say they're starting to panic over their wives' Christmas gifts.
So here's a tip. No matter what the salesman at Ace Hardware says, a diamond necklace is better than a diamond drill bit.
Yeah.
Yes, a survey of husbands revealed we stress the most over buying gifts for our wives.
You thought Mission Impossible referred to Tom Cruise movies. Turns out it's husbands trying to buy a gift for their wife.
Isn't that the truth?
Americans consume almost 31 pounds of cheese a year.
To capitalize on this information, health clubs are now installing treadmills that face a large wedge of Gouda.
Why not?
A report says distracted driving goes up during the holidays.
Turns out trying to untangle Christmas lights while merging is not a good multitasking strategy.
Nope.
And finally, according to a survey, around 12% of us are unhappy with what we get for Christmas each year.
12%, that's also the percentage of people who received fruitcakes.
Coincidence?
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. We're so blessed to be joined by Danny Graham. Danny, welcome back. I know a lot of times, whether it's our Backpack to School Challenge or here 60 Ways in 60 Days, we welcome you in for your perspective on the need in the area, and it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning, everyone.
Now, again, if folks haven't heard you before, could you share a little bit about your role with the Eau Claire School District? Because you work, I guess boots on the ground might be the best term, with those who are struggling a lot of times with need, and some of them very significant needs like homelessness.
Absolutely. So I work very closely with families in the Eau Claire Area School District that are struggling with homelessness, and also foster care families. And then part of my job is to connect with Feed My People and make sure that we have food options for kids to bring home to have food on the weekends.
And I think a lot of times we do this campaign 60 Ways in 60 Days every year, Lord willing, and we do it for a couple months. But I think it's easy to ignore sometimes and say someone else will take care of that need, or it's probably not as big as they're talking about. I mean, Feed My People expects to serve 80,000 people in our listening area this year. But it, sometimes it's hard if we don't see it in person. It's hard to understand how vast that need really is. And you were telling me off the air that what you see just in the Eau Claire area, and again, Feed My People serves a 14-county area, but just in your area in the school district, the need has increased pretty drastically.
Absolutely. We're just seeing a lot of families just struggling so much more, and they are so grateful to get the help that they do. But there is a lot of struggle out there, and it is just continuing well past the holiday season, of course. And Feed My People, as I learn more and more about what they do, man, there's, all I have to say is Feed My People has a very big heart and a big job to do because they serve so many families and pantries. I had no clue of what they do, but they have a very big job, and it's a basic need. It's food. You know, there, it doesn't get more basic than that. And so the support that they have from our community is so vital. So anybody giving anything is just, they really make a family's, you know, meal. You put the food on the table to help a family who otherwise has to decide whether they get to eat tonight or not.
Danny, can we focus on this for just a moment, especially the children's side of things? Because you talk about that most basic of needs. Again, was it Maslow's hierarchy of needs? I mean, it's just, food is the most basic need. When a child does not have adequate food, what does that do to not only their outlook on life, but their interactions with other children, with teachers? What does that do when that most basic need is missing, not filled?
So it rules out anything else they can really think about. That becomes, of course, it's a survival thing. You need food. So that's all they get to think about at that point. They're hungry, and then they can't concentrate. And it is attached to their self-worth. They feel like, I don't have food, therefore I don't deserve food. You know, I don't deserve things. And look at these other kids that do have it. They deserve more than I do. And it becomes a self-esteem thing. So it's so much more than just having something to eat. It really embeds in a child what they deserve in life. And of course, we want to build our kids in our community and make sure that they become, you know, great adults that, you know, are very productive. And having a low self-esteem is not going to be helpful. So plus health, you know, medical health, you need good food to have good health. So food is just so darn important for our kids.
I mean, think about what you're just saying there too. For a child to think, I'm not worth enough to be fed. I mean, just the most, and at such a young age, having those thoughts of I'm not worth enough, there's something, must be something wrong with me.
Yep.
And it's, this is a fixable problem. It's such a fixable problem. And again, I just plead with people to empathize with this. Even if you're blessed enough to have never experienced this, praise the Lord for that. But think of those who are struggling. And again, there's lots of wonderful, worthy organizations to give to, but Feed My People is dealing with one of those most basic needs of food. So we're asking if you would help with this. And I think it's always important as well, Danny, because I know we can have a tendency to judge and to think that people put themselves into these situations or put their children into these situations. And if they would just do this, or if they hadn't done this. And could you speak to that? Because I know you've talked to us before about not only how grateful these parents are, but how much it tears them apart to wish so desperately they could provide for their children when they're working hard and there's just not enough.
Yeah, most of the families, I work very closely with all the families, and most of them are working. You know, they are trying to meet the bills and do what they're supposed to do, and it's just not enough, especially as we've seen, you know, things increase, prices of things increase in our area, and they are just trying so hard. And yet they're at the end of the day, that money just is not stretching to the point that they can really make sure that they have food and everything else for their child. And all my families love their kids. I mean, everybody loves their kids. They just don't always have the means to do what they can. And that's where they turn to their neighbors and the people around them and say, I really want the best for my kid. I want my kid to be able to eat. You know, please lend a hand.
And I think what I've seen so many times working with Feed My People and seeing some of these local hunger relief agencies, food pantries and such, so often when someone has received help, they're one of the first ones to volunteer and help out on their own when they get back on their feet.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you see that as well, too.
Even offering items, you know, clothing items and such to families for their kids. I often have families say, well, I have some stuff to donate. I can bring, you know, they understand, they appreciate what is being given to them, and they understand the power of also contributing and being a part of it. And they try to do what they can. It's so wonderful, and they are so wonderful.
And friends, we are asking you to do what you can. Would you join us again in this year's 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign? The matching challenge ends this Sunday. We have those $5,000, that gift of $5,000 collectively from our sponsors, but we're trying to double it. But Lord, could we triple it? Could we triple it by Sunday? And honestly, that might be somebody listening right now that could give a pretty large gift to help us get there. But it's giving what you can, what the Lord moves you to give. So maybe that's $5 for 10 meals, $20 for 40 meals. Maybe you can give $100 or $500. It's giving what you can to say, I'm not going to let this opportunity pass me by, the opportunity to experience the joy of sharing with others. Danny, thank you so much for joining us today. And we hope folks will go to wwib.com/60ways. And friends, WWIB matching challenge is what you put in the comments section if you're able to help with this. But Danny, thank you so much for your perspective.
Thank you.
Again, I don't think there's ever been a time when we've talked on the air that I haven't had tears rolling down my face at the end. But thank you for your heart. And I just hope that we can show these children that they are so valuable, that they are loved. Again, as a Christian station, too, we believe that everyone is made in the image of their creator, the image of God. And we want to show them that they are worthwhile, that they have value.
I love it. Thank you so much, everyone. God bless you.
Well, Halvel puts it together for us every week. It's the best of the week on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Well, I have a birthday wish going out back to my home in Chippewa. A very happy 7th birthday.
It's your birthday!
It is your birthday. Happy birthday, honey. My little Nora turned 7 years old. And again, she just went through that eye surgery last week. And just another evidence to me, Havel, of how strong God has made my little girl. She's a strong child, as Dr. Kevin Lehman would say, a powerful child. but my goodness, she loves music. She loves playing with her dolls. She loves her baby brother, loves her older brother and older sister. And man, I don't know what God's going to do with her life, but I just pray that he will use her for his great purposes.
And I got to say, Caleb, this is the best I've felt since last week, Tuesday. So I am finally ready to be celebrating Christmas.
There you go. You have been under the weather for an extended period of time, and then doing back-to-back-to-back basketball games certainly doesn't help with the voice and the energy level.
Good morning, Wib. This is Sherry from Bloomer. I'm calling in regards to the sidewalk profit tickets for Friday. I would like to nominate my pastor from the Bloomer Baptist Church, Pastor Patrick Rhodes and his wife Christy. They have just been so welcoming and genuine and caring in the last 18 months that we've been going there. They're amazing. I can't say enough good about them, but I would love to nominate them for the ticket. Thank you. Bye-bye.
People in what profession are busiest in the month of November?
Mary from Kadaj.
Hey, Mary, what do you think?
Is it Christmas tree farmers?
Is it Christmas tree farmers? That was actually a guess. You can have one quick bonus guess if you're fast.
Hairdressers.
Is it hairdressers? How, though? Is it hairdressers? We're going to say that you are
correct. Yeah, why not? Because what, I think it was barbers, and we said hairstylist when we discussed it off the air. And so, Mary, you got it.
Yeah, barbers is what we're looking for, and hairdressers works. We were trying to figure out why they would be busiest.
Yeah, we never really knew. So yesterday, my hairstylist daughter, Evelyn, she kind of set me straight. Evelyn said, yeah, because it is November, we couldn't figure it out. She's like, no. Particularly women, I guess, but I mean, wanting to get their hair done for Thanksgiving and Christmas family photos.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Evelyn, for dropping that knowledge on us. So now we understand our own trivia a little bit better.
Absolutely.
There's another birthday in the Swenson family today, and this is my eldest. So you know what? Last year we were introduced to having a teenager as Lily turned 13. Well, she's 14 years old, and we made it through the first year of teenagerdom, didn't we, Lily? And yeah, went through lots of different things too, like the braces and such, and figuring out all the things that, oh, I can't bring caramels and stuff home now too with that. But man, I love my teenager. It's amazing to think how much she's grown. She's such a cerebral young lady too. What I love about Lily, she thinks before she speaks. She ponders so many things, and she cares so much for the world around her, cares for others, and very, very talented. And so I love you so much, Lily.